It's episode 157, and we've got plugins for Terms of Service, Dynamic Code Insertion, Member Lists, Popular Posts, a Job Creation Tool, and an amazing new premium plugin for Layered Pop-Ups. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got a great show for you as usual today, but as usual, right off the top, let's get the stuff out of the way. You can get all the show notes over at the website, wppluginsa2z.com, and if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd appreciate a review, or at least hit that little thumbs up button in the corner, and take a moment and head over to the iTunes store and give us a review, and don't forget, we're looking at a possibility of giving out a free prize or something for reviews, and that started with last week's episode.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you do that on iTunes, and definitely Stitcher. That thumbs up is appreciated. But we'll be watching. So around the world, by the way, that counts. So we'll be going all over the world looking for our different listeners and some of the reactions. We're watching you in the Australia market. We're definitely watching the Canadian market, and the U.S. market, but we're out there. So
watch the European one, too. But if you do leave us a review on an unusual market, send us an email. Let us know.
Absolutely. We'd appreciate that.
All right. And, of course, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with it. So if you're looking for a WordPress professional, you can give me a call at 818-850-7729. I can help you figure out what you need for your WordPress site or help you in emergency get it back up and running.
And as I've mentioned in the last couple weeks, I've got a few WordPress site projects that I'm looking for some help on and a qualified partner to kind of go with me as far as a few business ventures here. So if you're a good developer and you've got some time on your hands and would like to partner up with me on a couple of things, by all means, head to my site, marcuscouch.com, hit that contact button there. And also, anybody who is experienced in premium press themes is a big plus. We got some things in the works. So definitely reach out to me there.
All right. And I guess we have some news this week, don't we?
We do, actually. A major update to the WordPress app for iOS, which means your iPhone and your iPad and such, has been released, 3.9, and it has a lot of different changes. The first thing you'll notice is the sidebar navigation is gone, which is kind of weird. It's in its place is kind of this tab bar-based layout. It's got a lot of other visual changes throughout the app. Reader comments and notifications are changed. And it's weird because now it seems like you're texting your WordPress install as far as replying to comments and things. It's pretty cool. So that and other news, BuddyPress 2.0 is on the horizon, and it's going to add profile editing in the WordPress admin. So you'll be able to edit profiles of other people in your BuddyPress install within there. Third piece of news is the last couple days we released Industry Night number 6 over at WP Tavern, and it actually features John, you, and I.
Yes, yeah, so, I listened to it. It's actually pretty nice.
Yeah, so check out that episode at wptavern.com, or just subscribe to the WordPress Weekly podcast feed, which you'll get all my Industry Night shows. And I've actually been on the WordPress Weekly show for the last 3 weeks and will be in today's episode as well, so the Friday episode, Friday the 31st. So four in a row, and it's been kind of cool talking to some of the new plugin developers and getting to know what they create. So that's the news for this week. On to the meat and potatoes.
That's all we got. I guess we get on to the fun stuff and have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, so off we go. All right, so I've got three great plugins, two of which I have been working very hard with this week. One of them is called the WP Job Manager. So if you're looking for a way to create a job board on your website, maybe you have a membership site or you have a site for an organization and you offer jobs for your particular organization and your members can list and post them, this is a perfect little tool for you. It does one thing and one thing only. It creates a job board on your website that anyone can create a job listing. You can use the built-in forms that they can come in as a non-member, or you can lock it down so members only can create jobs. If they create a job, they can go in and manage it, change it, update it, or even mark it that it's been filled. It's customizable, of course, through CSS, and it's got a couple of other little tweaks in the back end. All in all, I found this to be a really nice little job board, easy enough to set up and work perfect for what this particular client's needs were to have a job board on their website. So give it a check out. It's called WP Job Manager.
Anything in there as far as allowing the ability to charge for somebody to post a job, or is it just all pretty much free?
It was all pretty much free, but if you combine it with a plugin like WP Members Pro, then you can charge for it, because they would have to pay to access the listing page.
That's true. That is very true. All right. Well, I, on my search for a little lazy plugin action, found a plugin called Insert, and it actually is much like one of my favorite short code creators, which is called My Short Code. And basically what this does is it gives you kind of an editor backend that allows you to insert PHP stuff or HTML. You can insert IDs of additional posts or any kind of hooks, anything like that. That allows short codes, that allows you to kind of put this special code in, and then that will output things. Let me give an example. If you had something that was like a PHP script or something that you wanted to run within the context of, you know, just putting it within the editor, there's no real way to put PHP in the editor, you know? So you create a backend short code that does this PHP, and then you put the short code in the content, and then it executes it. Okay, so nice. It's nice for just that base function, but again, the thing that I use is My Short Codes, which is a plugin from David Kramer, and it's based on Caldera Engine, which is his premium version of that. And that thing can kick this thing's butt. I mean, Insert doesn't allow you to do short codes within a short code, and the My Short Codes thing does, because it's an engine. It kind of pre-renders the short code output, so allows you to do one inside the other. So all in all, decent. If you wanted to do kind of a quick inserting, sort of a make your own short code type of a thing, but it's definitely got its flaws. So I rated this one a 3 out of 5. I would rather you use My Short Codes instead.
Well, nice. It still could be useful if you're in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the next one I got is just one of the basic plugins, and that's Popular Post plugin. And there's literally dozens of them out there, and every time I need one, I forget which one was the last one I used, and I'm pretty certain I didn't use this one before. It's called WordPress Popular Posts. And this one actually seems to have a few more features than the last one I was using, in that it has a time range on it that you can set up to say, I want the popular posts in, say, the last 24 hours, the last 7 days, the last 30 days. So you can quantify your popular posts. You can also set up custom post support for it. And with the display of thumbnails, you can actually adjust it and pick a different thumbnail size than default, which was what I found quite useful with it, because we wanted some unique size thumbnails for it. It does have short code support built into it. It's also got, you know, tag support into it. You can order up your popular posts by comments or views or average views per day. So there's many different options in this one. It was pretty smooth, worked pretty well. So make sure you check it out. It's called WordPress Popular Posts, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I'm actually going to use something like that on a very new site that I'm working on. Well, John, I wanted to talk about something that really caught my eye, and we don't typically talk about premium plugins on the show, but this one is absolutely amazing. Now, it's called Layered Pop, and it is the light version for something called Layered Pop-Ups. And it costs $16 for the premium version, which I highly recommend. With this plugin, it really does... It takes the pop-up concept that's this typical square type of thing that we're used to popping up to an entirely new level. Imagine a lot of the parallax-type sliders like Layer Slider and some of the other ones that are out there. Mm-hmm. But now instead of a slider, you're actually creating a pop-up that's like a sign-up form. And you can do it based on when the page loads itself, or you can just put a button on the sidebar that's, you know, request more information, click here, you click there, and boom, it just like layers in this amazingly cool plugin that, you know, this whole concept of your whole layers of backgrounds and text and your form and perhaps a video going on. I mean, all of this is possible within this kind of parallax environment. So I've put a link to it in the show notes. You can go to layeredpopups.com if you'd like more information about it. Ivan Churikov is the creator of this. It is hands down something that I recommend if you're going to have any kind of design work, or if you yourself run a business and you rely on leads and signups, and you have some bit of code and I would say graphic prowess to you, this plugin will absolutely change the way that your site looks and runs. It's that big of a groundbreaker for me. So how could I not? But I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That'd be a very nice little plugin to have. I'm going to have to look into that one because I've been, even though I have a pop-up plugin I use, I have been looking for one that's better.
Yeah, so again, we don't typically talk about premium plugins on this show, but this one was so amazing that I absolutely had to share it.
Very nice. All right, well, the last one I've got here, this one is for when you need to have a members directory list on your site. Not a membership plugin, but what you need is you run a group and you need to be able to create a page that will list all the members in your group with their contact info. I mean, there's numerous ways out there, and I've seen several ways done with custom post types and other things, but a lot of them were clunky. And I needed something that was very simple and fairly intuitive for my clients to use. And what I found was Members List Plugin. It's very simple and straightforward with it. It allows you to customize the display on it by allowing you to choose all the fields that are currently available in your membership area. It starts with the members you already have in your site, and then you can add additional members to it. It also allows you to create specific lists. Like if you have members on your site that actually belong to different lists, you can add them to different lists and then assign those to a membership level that can access it, so not everyone can see every list that was needed in there. So you also can customize it up with a CSS, and combined with a good membership plugin, it's easy enough to lock down so the public can't get hold of it. So all in all, I found it to be a really good plugin, fairly intuitive and easy for the client to be able to fill out the information once it's all set up. It does take a little bit of time to get it set up and functioning correctly, which is why it didn't get top ratings, but I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out. Membership List Plugin.
Great. That's cool. And you know, this is something that actually might work well with that one as well. If you've got members, then you've got obviously people that log into your site.
Yep.
So this plugin is called Agreeable. And I found it to be pretty fantastic to just anybody, even if you have just one other person that logs into your site. Basically what this does is it adds an agree to terms checkbox to your login and your registration pages, requiring users to agree prior to logging in or even registering. So there's a little link literally in your WP, you know, when you go to WP-admin, Instead of, you know, where it says remember password, well, right above that, it says agree to terms. And it has a link where you can select what the terms are. So somebody actually has to agree to the terms in order to log in. How about that? So it's been tested with BuddyPress. It is based on another plugin that we've talked about called I Agree. And I thought it was really, really nice. I think I'm going to implement this on a number of sites, including this could be client sites as well, as far as terms and conditions of you working on the site and them modifying content and making sure they don't get into the theme editor and all that kind of stuff. So really great plugin. Gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. So it forced you to agree every time you log in.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, that's actually kind of nice. You can make sure people are always reminded that they've agreed to the terms of service.
Absolutely. that you cannot log in without it. So it's you can't say I didn't know.
Well, that's very nice. Well, that's our list of plugins this week. And I covered up the WP Job Manager, which I gave a 4 rating. The WordPress Popular Posts, which I gave 4. And then the Members List plugin, which I gave a 4. So a perfect 4, 4, 4 across the board.
Nice. I rated Insert a 3 out of 5. We talked about Layered Pop, amazing new pop-up plugin. Rated that one a perfect 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Agreeable, which is terms of services for your users. And that one is a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Well, as usual, we got a little bit of a commercial at the end. Don't forget, if you are looking for some fantastic hosting for your website, you're tired of that slow server you're on, the headaches involved, or you want a simple control panel, check out Green Geeks Hosting. Their servers work very well for WordPress, and I have found them to be fantastic. Save yourself $30 off the coast. Until I'm thinking of getting out of town. Save yourself the cost of the $30 off the cost of their hosting packages and use the coupon code plugins, PLUGINS.
Very nice. And LD Products is where I go to get all my printer ink. You can go to ldproducts.com and use code plugin14. It gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Don't go out there and buy local office supply ink. It's probably not that good, and it's way too expensive. Buy it in bulk. Use coupon code PLUGIN14 and get them as low as $4 a piece.
Yeah, that would be it. It's a great deal. And I am definitely going to be getting out of town this weekend, going off into the forest away from electronics and computers and cell phones and everything. I'm plugging from the world. Unreachable for 36 hours.
God, how are you going to stay away from the repository that long?
I don't know. I'll survive. Going to go build a fire and roast hot dogs somewhere out in the forest, pan for gold, you know. Hey, all we right. got gold.
Well, let me know if you can find a nugget.
Well, we got gold on the island. We had one of North America's largest gold rushes happened here on Vancouver Island.
Back I'll have to bring my pan up.
100 years ago. All right, so just some reminders. Don't forget, you can get your daily dose of WordPress news over at WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you've got a couple of minutes, stop in at iTunes, give us a review. Look forward to possibly winning a prize real soon for that. If you listen on Blueberry, VOA, or Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would greatly appreciate it.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or emergency support. Go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And you can read my stuff over at wptavern.com or just look under other WordPress news in your WordPress dashboard.
All right, well, that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.